Give me a prayer, Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you, this is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
And yes, Prophetess Bradford, I want you to begin to know that this is a season where you will see great success. It's a season where you're going to begin to see the hand of the Lord do some unusual things for you. It is a season where the Lord will say unto thee that secrets are going to be coming to the forefront. It is a season, and yea, it is a time where you're going to begin to see the Spirit of the Lord moving in an unusual way. And yea, even in this season, the Lord says things are shifting, things are moving, things are turning about. You might even take a journey or a trip over water. This is a good time for moving into a new home or even a new location, even in this hour. And yet, it's not a good time to borrow money. So if you're looking to do something in that area, you want to use wisdom. And also long-term contracts and things of that nature should hold off until around about the 6th of September, because things are just moving. Things are like sort of like unsettling. It's like it's moving quickly. This will happen. That will happen. So use wisdom in that area. For the Lord says, you're going to begin to see an even rapid change concerning your health as well. The Spirit says to thee that the enemy wants to try to attack the stomach, the bowels, your bloodstream, your nerves, aches and pains and things of that nature, but that's going to begin to pass quickly as well. And you're going to find and you're going to begin to see, woman of God, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to do some unusual things for you and by you and through you. And you're going to know that God was saying to you that I'm going to raise thee up, and you're going to be a mentor to many, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will use your voice to minister to the hearts of my people. And God's going to bring increase and opportunities around thee. And you're going to see that your knowledge and your intellectual competence shall be the thing that shall cause you to prosper. So the Lord says, get ready, because I bring financial rewards into your life. And you're going to begin to see, woman of God, that God says, I'm going to elevate you as I'm elevating your self-worth. And you're going to be able to attract what it is that you desire. For the Lord says, this is a time of change. And you're going to begin to see, though you have been tested the first 6 months of this year, the Lord says, in this hour, you will see a mighty shifting and a mighty moving of the Spirit. For the Spirit says that you will also begin to see new connections opening up for thee. Things are going to be reunited. Love. Things are going to begin to realign themselves. For the Lord said, there shall also be a parting ways, a parting from wrong peoples. And God says you're going to open up the door to embrace new people and new situations. So the Lord says self-development is going to be the key to advancing on a professional level. Because God says you're going to be receiving some monetary rewards that is surely, surely, surely going to bless you. For the Spirit says, prepare. Because you're going to have the ability to get what you want in this season. You're going to have the ability as you decree the word. And God says, again, you're going to mentor some young people. For this is a season and this is an hour where the Lord said there's a moving of the Spirit. And I will remove the devourer. For what the enemy meant for evil, God said, I'll turn it to good. And I'll bless the very works of your hands. Now listen to the word from Prophetess Michelle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let us not break this divine prophetic connection. I have so much more I want to talk to you about. Now listen to Prophetess Michelle. God bless.
God bless you, Prophetess Advert Bradford. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, prosperous new beginnings, woman of God. For I hear Father God saying this is the season where he's going to bring some things to your attention, some things that may be delayed but not denied. Father God says this is where your workload is going to increase. Father God says you're going to really be paying attention to the things that you have to do. Father God says make sure you're not burning the candle at both ends in this season. And Father God says make sure you're getting enough sleep. Father God says make sure you're taking supplements in this season. If you need to see your doctor or looking at a nutritionist or a homeopathic doctor, Father God says this is the season to begin to make sure you're keeping your immune system built up to the next level. Father God says this is the season where you're going to come into a new understanding of self as well as others. Father God says this is the season where you're going to also improve relationships with families and even relationships around neighbors and even relatives that you have been encountering any difficulty or challenges with. For God says this is the season of the new outlook. And Father God says this is the season to even make sure you have the time to pray. Take the time to pray and to meditate. Visualization will be a tool for you in this season as well. I do hear God say laughter is returning to your heart as well as your home. And I hear Father God saying he's even working in the area of entrepreneurship and business. God says write down your plan and make it plain in this season so that you will walk it out. I do hear Father God saying this is the season of new strategies and new systems. Father God says you're bringing some things together and they're going to work out for your good. I do hear God saying dot every I and cross every T in this season. I also hear Father God saying this is the season to write and journal. Father God says you're coming into a very, very sensitive season. Father God says be mindful of the feelings of those around you, woman of God. Now, I hear the word of the Lord say that around the end, the last weekend of the month, Father God says there's going to be some things surrounding domestic matters and family. Father God says this is a season that you have the option to move, or even just if you're considering putting your home on the market, Father God says begin to look into it. I also hear Father God saying you have the option to redecorate in this season, to refurbish some things. Father God says it'd be very favorable to you. And that is the word of the Lord.